We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
On the Eagles Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is the EWU Football Coaches Show, powered by G Automotive. Also brought to you by Numerica Credit Union. Life moves, live well. Multicare Health System, Northern Quest Resort and Casino, the place where Eagles fans love to stay and play, and by Pepsi, the official soft drink of Eastern Athletics. Now, here are your hosts, Larry Weir and Paul Sorensen.
And welcome. We are back at M&D, Northern Quest Resort and Casino. Eagle Football Coaches Show coming up a little bit later on. We will hear from head coach Aaron Best. He is presently showing highlights of the ball game against Cal Poly on Saturday to the crowd. We'll have player guests coming up, Will Graham, senior lineman out of Troy, Idaho, and Josh Jerome, a redshirt freshman defensive tackle, so out of Monroe, Washington. So they'll be our player guests coming up here today. Tomorrow, we will have a basketball coaches show that'll come to you from Boston. I'm headed that way here this evening. We will have the basketball coaches show tomorrow night as Eastern will take on Boston College on Wednesday. So the basketball coaches show tomorrow at 6 with Shantae Leggins, as well as women's coach Wendy Schuler. And we'll probably have other guests as well. So tomorrow night, a basketball coaches show, and then Wednesday night, actually Wednesday afternoon Pacific time, 3:30 Pacific time for the pregame show, 4 o'clock for the tip-off as the Eagles take on Boston College on Saturday. We have both football and basketball for you. The basketball game against High Point will be on 920 KXLY, 100.7 FM. So basketball against High Point, 10:30 in the morning on 100.7 FM, KXLY 920. And then the football game will come at noon as the Eagles take on against Portland State with a 1 o'clock kickoff time for that ball game. So there you have it. That's a little housekeeping here this evening at Northern Quest Resort and Casino. Head coach Aaron Best has joined us now. Paul Sorensen here alongside as we recap the ball game on Saturday against Cal Poly. And all you have to do is be 1 point better than the other team, and that's what you were on Saturday.
We were, thanks to a lot of guys spilling their guts, doing things really, really well. gave everything they had, took all 63 that we took on the plane, coaches included. We were out of energy, and we got away with a one-point victory, but they all count the same as, like you said, Larry.
That was a gut check game, I think, because of especially for the defense, because of the amount of time your offense was scoring so quickly. The defense just had to keep going back out there, going back out there, going back out there. I don't know that I've seen too many games where you win in a game and your defense is on the field for 43 minutes.
Well, you know, I would say in the first half we're putting them out there due to scoring so fast. The second half, on the other hand, we had some boo-boos on offense, and the one late where we were going to, you know, be able to control the clock in the game, either with possibly points and or getting an eagle eye in victory. We ended up putting the ball on the ground, putting the defense back out there. But the muff punt and the fumble by Eric Lade, unfortunately, put the defense back out there sooner than they wanted and we wanted. But certainly the first half, when you're you can't say sorry for scoring. You know, you can't say, hey, I wish that would have taken 4 minutes instead of a minute and a half. And when things go your way and you're having those, you know, chunk plays, you're forced to put the defense out there. But no one's going to say sorry for scoring 7 points. That's for sure.
In the fourth quarter, you guys had two fumbles. One, it looked like two of your guys kind of came together, and that caused the fumble. What was supposed to happen there in that situation?
Well, we called a play with motion that had a few moving parts to it. Ball was snapped a little late, errant enough in that situation to be able to give Johnny Edwards the opportunity to field the ball from Eric. And at that point, the ball's kind of fumbled around, and we probably had a chance to maybe fall on it and felt like we went to kind of scoop it sideways. Didn't happen. They fell on it. And the defense, 3 plays later, bended, but they didn't break. And field goal attempt, and away you go. And we're victorious. Got on the bus, flew home, got home at 1:30 to sleep in our own beds. And most of us were asleep on the plane before it even took off. So
that was, like I said, that you said it after the game, that you guys used every ounce of Gatorade, every protein bar, everything that you had eaten throughout that day, went into that game. And all you can ask, win or lose, is you leave it all on the field, and you guys left it all on the field, and it was good enough for the victory.
Yeah, and that's what we do. That's the base of what we do, and again, it showed not only just the resiliency and the determination of our team, but the love for one another, picking each other up and not awesome times when the ball's fumbled or the ball's muffed and, you know, a team's back out there after facing a 17-play drive and that type of offense. That's not easy to do. We did it, and we did it just well enough to come back with a victory.
AB, very interesting. You had, at one time, you had 31 plays that you ran for 450 yards in 9 minutes. You averaged 14.5 yards a play, and the average scoring drive, this was on all 6 scoring drives, the average scoring drive was a minute and 30. That's incredible. And they were 75 and 80-yard drives, and yet you ran right down the field, lickety-split, and put it in the end zone.
Yeah, and if you had your druthers, you love those things, but you love them if the offense is more spread gun rather than a triple option team, you know, when you're talking about defense. Because at least those guys get subbed in, get a rush at quarterback, get to see some read zone. That's a different animal when you're facing that offense when all of a sudden, literally a minute 30 off the clock, that's about 3 minutes real air time sometimes where you're back out there after being cut and being double-teamed and being back blocked and scooped and cut again. It's not fun in those A and B gaps on defense. So that's kind of the way the game played out. But when you're talking about that much mileage in that short of time, it's tough to say sorry, like I said.
I thought the defensive line, the linebackers, and Kendrick Johnson, the nickel, Monster Rover, whatever you want to call him, I thought played absolutely outstanding in terms of being able to take away the A gap. Both the quarterback and both fullbacks averaged less than 3 yards a carry, which is pretty amazing. Now, they did hurt you guys on the outside once they got outside the tackles, and they were so good with the wide receivers blocking downfield, you know, those backs coming out and cutting guys. It really made it tough, but that game, in my opinion, was won in the trenches on both sides of the ball.
Absolutely. In the trenches defensively, I think the A and B gaps were non-existent for him. And a lot of that has to do with not just the D tackles and the backers, but also the defensive ends and things we asked them to do in this game. And a couple times in the alley, around the alley, we missed some tackles in the alley. We got cut a few times in the alley, didn't hold our leverage a few times in the alley. And you know, there's about four or five plays in that game where you wish, you know, kind of snap your fingers and go, darn. You know, wish could have had that back. We had a few unnecessary post whistle slash touching at the end of some passes on a screen pass where we could have got off the field on the third down, a couple third downs, and put ourselves in a better situation. But those guys played their absolute hearts out, and it showed. But especially in the guts, like you said, between the D tackles and linebackers, there wasn't a ton of air for those guys to make a lot of hay.
Hayes, Kreiner, just Gurley. I thought Gurley played as gutsy a football game as I've seen anybody play. I mean, it was incredible, his effort. And then you put a freshman in there, and there was a play where he was one-on-one. And this is by far, folks, the hardest thing you can do. If you're a safety in open space and you have the outside alley, you're going full speed to get there. And to try to break down with nobody around and you got a back that can go either way, it's almost impossible to make that tackle. And that poor young man got to experience that. It was a good test for him in terms of breaking down, trying to read the belly button and bring him down. But I thought those guys on the back end, when they were called upon, even though they were beat up and hurt, you know, they came up and really, I thought, were excellent.
Well, yeah, and I don't even think you noticed. You guys got a pretty good set of eyes. Did you even see Katzberger back at safety?
I did not.
I didn't
missed
either.
That one.
I was still,
just
I was
never
watching.
Never know this year who we're going to play at safety.
I was
that.
Watching
Let's
you yell
that.
At the officials on the sidelines.
No.
Or talk to them nicely. That was really fun.
I was venting my frustrations.
He was fired up. It was so cool because it brought the passion, and you could see the whole sideline elevate from it. And I completely agree with the calls. The pass interference call that was picked up, the bobble by the guard, the left guard on the field goal, I saw that, you know, the whole thing. So you've got to fight for your team, and that's what I see you doing. And that's why I think this team has really responded and has played so hard.
Yeah, I mean, I'll fight. I'm never gonna fight for something I didn't see or not something that I believe in. I believe in these kids, these student athletes. Everything's about them. And I do. There's some unfortunate, some were on us that we could have avoided, some emotional decisions that we could have stayed away from. But I thought overall, I think we played really hard, really resilient, and we fought some of the yellow flag adversity, if you will, at times, and bounced back and did what we needed to do. And again, there's not an ugly win column. It's just a W and an L. And the left side's better than the right side, and we got that done.
Eric Berrier's had 300-yard rushing games. This was his best rushing game ever. I think it was over 160 when everything was said and done. And he was really the offense. This is a completely different football game. When you put the football in his hands, you let him run. You let him create, make space. Almost looks like he's playing out in the front yard. Was there a change in philosophy? Was it because he wasn't maybe 100% early in the season? What was the flip of the switch to let him just go get it?
Well, I think some of it's based on the personnel you have. Depends on what you're getting defensively, what kind of system you're going to face, but also the health of all your student athletes. So there's certain things, and it's not just quarterbacks, it's also receivers. Certain things we're very aware of during the week when we install the game plan, when we prep to know what is going to be the most advantageous for us. And so we've just said about midway through the season, Eric winked at me and smiled. He always smiles, but the wink was kind of a nice gesture on top of the smile and said, let's go, coach. It's time, feeling good. Let's get this thing done. And so I said, well, let's, you know, we'll make sure that you'll get your carries, because you're going to have some scramble opportunities that aren't designed, but we will certainly design some things the right way. Some inside, some outside, some trickeration, some different things that we kind of got away from early that we said, you know what, if we're going to do this, we're going to go down swinging and swinging hard. And that's what we've done. And he's one of our best football players. So why not put the ball in his hands more often in those times to be more successful?
You talked about Katzenberger as safety. You had somebody yesterday tell me, boy, you're playing some odd position groups out there. And I had missed the Katzenberger deal. But when you look at it, you were down Darian Sampson. You were down DeJonte Hayes. You were down Tyson Prenti. You've been down Anthony Smith for some time in the secondary. Gurley, that poor guy's being held together by athletic tape and braces at this point in time.
Just athletic tape. Can't find the braces.
And, you know, you're missing Trevor Davis at linebacker and Ojo's redshirting, and you didn't have Keith Moore for a while in this ball game on Saturday. No Matea at defensive tackle. And so pretty soon that two deep depth becomes about 1.5.
Maybe.
At that point.
And everybody wants a 50-0 win. Right. So do I. I'm included in that. But there's realistic aspirations and there's non-realistic. And so those are the fun things. That's where the opinions come in. That those are the smiles you have on Sunday when we want all the same thing. But little do people know it's not just the 3 hours on Saturday. There's about 87 hours outside of that that prepare for the 3 hours. And when you don't have all your guys and all your heartbeats and all your knees that work correctly and thumbs and elbows and shoulders – it makes more challenges, and we enjoy challenges. But you're right. I mean, you've listed off about half a dozen, close to maybe 8 or 9, and that's just defensively. Offensively, we've been pretty healthy all year for the most part, which allows consistency. So it's hard when guys are in and out of the lineup to develop consistency, develop constant communication, and feel like you know what's going on around you at all times. So,
and so is when you have that amount of injuries against a triple option type team, is that maybe the worst team to have that situation with, or does it really matter too much because guys are running around there anyway?
No, it's certainly a capital Y, capital E, capital yes. I mean, that's if there's a team that you don't want to see, it's probably a 5 wide or a triple option team where all of a sudden this is so different, an air raid or a triple. Those are the things where you're like, oh, I mean, you can't just see things because you can't simulate those in practice, even though you're getting mental and visual reps. All of a sudden, when you go out there, you haven't practiced all week because physically you're unable, and then see it at that speed, it's just a different animal. So when you're jockeying lineups on top of the option of the triple and the quarterback counter wind back and the reverses and then the option passes, I mean, it's just an absolute bear. So it's like putting you and our eye back there. I mean, we're like frozen in time. I mean, it's just, yes, we're playing with 11, but really we're playing with 10 at that time.
Not asking you to second guess Tim Walsh, but were you surprised that he went for two when he did, 5 minutes remaining in the game to put his team ahead?
Not surprised. And a lot of people ask me what I would have done. Well, it doesn't matter what we would have done as opposed to what they tried to accomplish. It's happened before on our home field. He's an aggressive coach in those moments and probably thought his defense was playing well enough to get a stop. And so if they get up, kind of creates more momentum, kick the ball deep to us at that point. Either way, he was going to probably kick deep with 4:58 left in the game, which we anticipated. But I think he, you know, they have nothing to lose. I mean, they're 2-7 playing on their home field. It's senior day. You're playing Eastern, not to mention that probably should have been the first thing, because defensively, I will say this, they played the best defensive ball game of the year against us, in my humble opinion. That defensive front was very active, way more active than they've been in multiple games. But it probably happens to be because I was the third team coming off a bye. Now we're going to go against the fourth team coming off a bye against Eastern Washington. So though whoever's getting paid to do the Big Sky schedule is definitely not getting anything from us, because we keep getting the teams coming off the byes. So we'll take our fourth team of 8 in the league schedule. So that has a lot to do with it as well.
All right, head coach Aaron Best is here. Coming up, we will hear from offensive lineman Will Graham as well as defensive lineman Josh Jerome. But more of Coach Best comes up after this timeout. It's the Eagle Football Coaches Show. We're live at M&D, Northern Quest Resort and Casino, on the Eagle Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
If a buried natural gas pipeline is leaking outside your home, you may see dead vegetation, hear a hissing noise, or smell it. Because Avista adds a rotten egg scent that's easily detectable. If so, get far away and call 911 and Avista. And if you ever smell a natural gas leak indoors, get everyone outside fast. Don't flip light switches, use a cell phone, or do anything to cause a spark. Go somewhere safe, like a neighbor's house, then call 911 and Avista. We just want you to be safe.
When you play Washington's Lottery, it helps fund education, stadium development, and businesses across the state. So we'd like to thank our players for their help. Thanks to the always plays her son's birthday numbers lady from Spokane, and the only scratches with his lucky coin guy from Olympia, and the I only play if the jackpot has at least 3 commas in it heavy hitter from Edmonds. A big heartfelt thank you to all our players. Visit wallottery.com/whobenefits.
Numbers rounded, must be 18 or older to purchase. Statistics and figures are from the 2018 Washington's Lottery Comprehensive Annual Financial Report. Hey, Eagle fans, we hope you're enjoying the game today. The Cheney Light Department has been a proud sponsor of the Eastern Eagles for many years. The Cheney Light Department has been your hometown expert on energy conservation and services since 1931. They offer a variety of rebates for your conservation projects and will assist you with energy savings. So when you're planning that next remodel or new building, be sure to call the Cheney Light Department at 498-9230 before you begin so they can help you in planning for energy savings. Go Eagles!
Inland Imaging provides our area's patients and their physicians with access to the most advanced medical imaging technology in the region. Our 3 Tesla MRI, 3D mammography, SPECT CT scanners, and more allow us to provide the most detailed and accurate medical images available. And we often charge less than local hospitals and clinics for the same exams. When you need medical imaging, choose the Inland Imaging Advantage for answers you can trust and care you can count on.
Hey, I'm Kirk Herbstreit, and I watch college football like it's my job.
It is your job.
I know, but sometimes I like to get out of the booth and chill. Here, have a Coors Light.
Thanks.
So, where was I?
You're on my couch. In my spot.
Oh, is this your spot? It's a nice spot. Great view.
Make Saturday mornings even more chill with a fridge full of Coors Light, the official beer of Saturday morning. 2019 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Honey, where's my Christmas sweater?
It's in storage. Why do you need it so early?
For Northern Quest Holiday Head Start Giveaway. But, you know, that's okay. I'll just wear my holiday Speedo instead. You know, with the mistletoe on.
Don't miss the $60,000 Holiday Head Start at Northern Quest with loads of cash and gift cards up for grabs. Get one free entry daily. Play for even more. Details at northernquest.com.
All right, the Eagles take on Portland State Saturday, 1 o'clock for the kickoff. Get your tickets in advance. GoEags.com. Click on the tickets link, and we'll see you at the game on Saturday as the Eagles take on Portland State. We'll be on the air at noon if you can't make it here along the Eagles radio network. So Portland State is next. It's senior day, and so there's going to be a lot of emotions going on with that. How difficult is senior day to get everybody reined in by the time you get to the kickoff of the ball game?
I don't know if it's worse for them or for me, Larry, to be honest with you, you know, and it's difficult for a lot of reasons, but like I talked to the team yesterday, we'll get that out of the way and then let's regroup, put our arms around each other, put our heads together, you know, blow the whistle and then let's go. There's a time for everything, and let's just not carry that into when the whistle blows, but before then it's okay. I don't want to stay away from raw emotion. They put 4 or 5, some of these guys 6 years in, some of these guys have had a hand in, you know, recruiting, developing, coaching, and now seeing walk across the stage, playing in a lot of ball games. And so I'd be remiss if I said I wasn't probably going to be part of that emotional crew, but I guarantee this, once a whistle blows, and you know, whether it's heads or tails, we're all in, and we're all about trying to, you know, garner that sixth Big Sky victory. So special time. There's one senior here today. We're going to honor 20 of them. And again, some of those guys are fourth fall guys. Most of those guys are fifth fall guys. And two of those guys are sixth fall guys. So there's kind of an eclectic crew. They're all walking across the senior stage at the same time. But special bunch. When you know you do as much stuff with them, I'll tell you, I could speak up here all the whole day. I just get chills thinking about it. It's not just about ball. It's about the community service. It's about the competition of the ping pong table in the off season. It's about, you know, poking the bear when they're walking around the hallway. It's about, you know, seeing them, you know, grab snacks in the office and you know, taking a shot at them taking a shot at you. I mean, that's what it's all about. Those are the memories you make. The field is just kind of a byproduct. And so those are the things you're going to miss. And it happens every year, once a year, and it sucks. It sucks, but that's part of life. You got to go on. You got to hang up the helmet for most of them, and you got to do special things. We built on the foundation that was laid for you by your parents here for the 4, 5, or 6 years, and now it's you to put the roof on the house now that the rooms are built on the foundation.
And there is a possibility maybe that one or two or three of those guys could be back for 2020 on a sixth year of their own.
Could be.
We'll just have to wait and see.
To be continued. It's a lot like the cartoons back in the day. They hook you. And then you're so giddy about when you're looking, it's 3:29. You know the show ends at 3:30. It could go on that says, you know, the Looney Tunes to be continued. So then you got to tune in the next day. before you know, you got practice, you got chores, so then you miss what you really wanted to see because it pushed you back to further days. So to be continued.
All right, to be continued. And also, besides Senior Day and the emotion there, you're playing a team that probably wants a little retribution for last year in Portland. You guys put it on Portland State pretty good there, and they're going to, as Cal Poly was last week, they're going to be motivated to come in and show better, as Idaho was earlier this year, et cetera, et cetera. They're going to be motivated not only to play Eastern, but to show better, and this is important for recruiting and any number of other things.
Yeah, has a lot of there's a lot of irons in the fire, you know, and not just last year, but also you said from the recruiting standpoint, they're 5-6, trying to get to 500, so they're trying to get that 500 mark and not classify themselves, you know, as having a losing season. They've played really, really well in spurts, really, really well in spurts. They're a dynamic outfit. They got a great tight end, All-American tight end. They got an offensive line that is well coached, and they present some problems if you allow them to kind of get in a groove. They got receivers that catch ball. They've always had talent. They've always had skill. The quarterback, again, is much like Eric. He gets out of things that you just kind of shake your head at, shake your head again. I mean, last year I think there's a play that lasts about 12 or 13 seconds before we got to, you know, him to get the ball off. And their defense is a man-free situation. They play the old-school bear flex, and Coach Sadat's defense, they have one more in the box and you can handle every snap. So we've got to make sure that we get our hats to the right location and make the man furthest away from the ball make the play. But they have a center fielder. A lot of those guys we've recruited on their team, or they've, you know, ended up with them, but they were recruited part of them. There's a few guys on the team, one in particular, plays a lot of ball for them, but wore the logo before he wore now the Portland State logo. So there's a lot of emotions, thoughts, and a lot to be playing for this weekend.
AP, are you the kind of coach that will want to start the seniors, maybe if they haven't had a start, or at least get them into play on Senior Day? Is that something, or is it just, you know, you earn your spot, you get in if that works out? What's your philosophy on that when you come to a Senior Day for your seniors in terms of what they've given to the program in terms of playing time?
Well, I've been around a few former head coaches as a player and an assistant that have gone a few different ways. Coach Ball was kind of is what it is, and we'll kind of work it out. And Coach Wolf was one of those guys where when I was an offensive lineman, every offensive lineman starts. And as an assistant, I've done it both ways, where you hope your seniors are starting, but not every senior starts. And so how do you give them a chance? But you also don't want to put the team, behind the individual. And so trying to find whether it's a PAT field goal block or whether it's a kick return or a kickoff cover, you have to have the team's best interests in mind. And so there's been a few times where we've kind of, as coaches, looked at each other and thought, you know, was that best for the team or was that more for the individual? And you can go round and round and round. I think it's important for those guys to find a way to get on the field, but I don't know if it's right away. Let's get in a groove, find a way to kind of intermix them and mainstream them at some point in the game. So I don't really have a set philosophy because I can be talked into either, but each individual position coach kind of determines how that role goes.
We'd be remiss if we didn't talk about special teams as well. You had a kickoff return for a touchdown and was called back on a 50-50 penalty. You can go either direction on that thing, you know. And I also like the fact that the side judge absolutely stoned their kicker. You know, when he threw the flag, he forgot where the guy was and then ear-holed him and probably should have taken himself out of the game because that's one of those blindside blocks that's an automatic 15-yard penalty. So I really think that they should have been down one official because of that.
We need all the officials we can have. We need all of them, Paul.
One less.
No, don't do the math.
Okay.
Math isn't good
right,
here.
Fair enough.
Okay.
But anyway, great job on punts. Great job on kickoffs. Kickoff return, extra points, came down to a field goal. Their kicker was one of three coming in. He had missed two of them inside of 37, you know, yards, and, of course, missed that one as well, you know, wide right. But even, in my opinion, had he kicked it straight, I think it would have been blocked. I thought you guys got a great surge on that, and that may have given that guy the yips because he felt the pressure coming up the middle. What do you say about that?
Well, we take pride. Like we talk about, the two main DNA plays on our team and always will be, as far as I'm concerned, PAT field goal block, whether it's an extra point or a field goal, no matter where we are in the game, first quarter, fourth quarter, game winner, not game winner, and kickoff cover. Out of the four big units, you talk about punt return. I think punt was above average. I think punt return, we muffed the one kid, Callum Kreiner, just misjudged and kind of got teeter-tottered a little bit, and it was just kind of a wicked bounce on him. So we're below average in that department because that cost us possession. Kickoff cover, we're excellent. And that's where we need to be going forward because we're capable of doing that 11 games in. And then a kick return again, depending on how you look at it. I think there are some really good things out of it. We had a touchdown call back. We're above average if that happens. But because that ended up being basically about an 85-yard penalty, we got downgraded a little bit. But those are learning moments. Those four units played fairly well. PAT team, we missed one, so we didn't hold up our part there. We got Seth Harrison a point back, going for two, the second scoring offense, and then again the field goal block unit was nothing short of amazing. And again, just because you don't affect it physically, doesn't mean you don't affect the kicker mentally by your push in the guts.
You've been coaching against Coach Barnum and Coach Sadat for a long time. Has Portland State changed much, or is this pretty much the same team that you've seen from year to year, just with the scheme and how they do things?
I think they're better at their scheme. You know, Coach Sadat now has kind of, you know, got those guys entrenched in the scheme. A couple of years ago, it was just a little bit, you know, with Coach Roberson there at the time, and then the change, you know, 3 years ago from Coach Roberson to Coach Sadat last year. I think they were still trying to find their footing, obviously, as the last, you know, game of the year at their place, senior day. But they're more sound now. They understand motions. They see flops. They see things different. They're reading out things. They're passing off things. They're playing a little bit more zone than just man-free, so they're trying to mix up their zone out of a single high situation. So they give you the same look pre-snap and roll to certain things zone-wise post-snap. So they make things a little bit more challenging because they're more comfortable with the scheme. They're able to do more things within the base scheme itself. So it certainly shows, and there's not a lack of talent on that side of the ball either.
Coach, we've got a redshirt senior. We have a redshirt freshman here. My guess is the senior goes first.
Yeah, he's already yawning, so we got to get him to bed. yeah, we'll bring Will Graham up, and he's a special story. I'll give you just 10 seconds on him. He's an individual that I recruited, BA kid out of Troy, Idaho. Very, very special, very near and dear to my heart. Walked into his house during the home visit, and guess what hat he's wearing? Eagles, but not Eastern Eagles, Philadelphia Eagles. And I said, "What's up with the hat? Are you trying to kind of brown nose me? What do you got the wrong colors but the right word?" He goes, "No, Philadelphia Eagles are my favorite team, and, you know, you could be my favorite team if I end up coming to Eastern." So, Dad, we did lasagna, if I'm not mistaken, lasagna, and didn't tell me what was in it, just kind of did lasagna. He goes, I hope you like fresh meat in a lasagna. I said, "Yeah, no." He goes, "We don't buy domesticated meat. We kill our own meat." So we had lasagna with, I think it was elk meat. It was elk meat in the lasagna. So that was my story 5 years ago, Will Graham, at the Graham residence. So that was a story. He ends up coming here and find himself as a starting left guard by the time his career's done.
So as a city slicker, had you ever eaten elk before?
I had. They didn't tell me, and I knew there was – I smelled a rat. I smelled something.
Oh, you smelled elk, not rat.
Yeah. But I'm in a home visit, right? So you got to eat everything. You got to try everything. You got to do everything.
Oh, yeah.
So I knew they were up to something. There was a lot of smuttering and kind of looking at each other and, you know, making sure I'm still upright.
Did it taste like chicken?
It was fine. No, don't do that, because I don't lie to my kids like you did to yours. Not everything tastes like chicken. It was fabulous. No, I'd had venison and elk and, you know, some game, wild game before. But it was one of those kind of hold your breath moments. Is Coach Best going to walk out of here unhappy and not want him to be part of the Eagle fraternity, or is he going to be happy and he's going to, you know? So that was kind of my story with Will Graham. So
all right, very
stuff.
Good. We will hear from Will Graham coming up next on the Eagle Football Coaches Show, live from M&D at Northern Quest Resort and Casino on the Eagle Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't!
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
We are motivated.
We are dedicated. We are stepping up. We have passion flowing through our veins. We are vital. Inland Northwest Blood Center has joined forces with 127 donation centers across the nation to form Vitalant. By joining forces, we can help more people realize their life-saving potential and make every drop of blood count more. Learn why your donation is so vital at Vitalant.org.
What's it mean to be local? What's the value to you? I'm Gus Johnson. I'd like to share my thoughts on being local. Let's start with America's best brand, Ford. Ford was one of the first great American-made success stories. And today, Ford has never been stronger, producing more vehicles to compete, not just locally, but globally. Accountability. When your name is on the door, you know you need to stand behind your product every day. Community. We're invested in the community, just like you've invested in us. We live here, work here, and reinvest to help veterans, homeless, kids, and schools. We are one of the few truly locally owned and operated dealerships selling America's best vehicle wine, Ford. When it comes to American made, Ford is superior. When it comes to community, we're invested. When it comes to accountability, I put my name on it. So when you have a choice to buy a new or used vehicle, choose Gus Johnson Ford, the Ford expert on Auto Row.
At Numerica, we think it's time we had the money talk.
The younger you start saving for the future, the better, even if it's just a few dollars a month. It really does all add up.
One of the best saving strategies anyone can make is to pay yourself first, every month with an automatic savings plan. That way, it's in your account and off your mind.
For more tips and tricks, visit NumericaCU.com or drop by one of our branches to talk with a friendly money expert. Federally insured by NCUA.
Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo. Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to SyncMyGame.com from Learfield IMG College.
SyncMyGame.com?
SyncMyGame.com.
We'll have an Eagle basketball coaches show coming up for you tomorrow from Boston as we get ready for Eagle basketball at Boston College on Wednesday. Basketball coaches show live from Boston, 6 o'clock tomorrow evening right here. And then basketball on Wednesday as the Eagles take on Boston College. We'll be on the air at 3:30 with that. Will Graham out of Troy, Idaho joins us now. So coach told us about the home visit and the meal. Was that as big a test for him with your family as anything else? Because if he can't handle his elk meat, does that make a difference as to whether you go to Eastern or not?
I think my parents were more worried that he wouldn't like it. They really like pleasing people when it comes to dinner and stuff like that. They're more worried about the fact that, oh, he'd be kind of disgusted by the fact that it was elk, because it's not very common that every household table that you get elk and venison on the table with the meal. So
You played eight-man football in high school. How hard was it to make the adjustment from 8 to 11?
Oh, it was very hard at first. The schemes they're a lot different. You have a extra three people on the field, so it was a little bit of struggle at first. But you pick it up quick, you learn fast, and you just keep moving.
Was the as much as having extra guys on the field with just the language and the terminology and so forth, was that different for you as well?
Not so much. I mean, more of the with our run scheme and stuff, I guess. I never really ran zone in high school. We were a trap offense, so zone was new to me. But the counter and all that was all counters. We ran all that, and so it wasn't too much of a switch up.
Eastern's had some success with eight-man football players in the past. Did you know anything about some of the guys in the past that played eight-man that have gone on and had good careers at Eastern?
I heard about a guy that he recruited actually from one of our rival schools, Deary High School. It was Cody Boger, I believe was his name. But he came here to Eastern, he ended up leaving the program early, but he was a decent player, played in some games, and that kind of really inspired me to kind of go out of my way to kind of approach Eastern and try to get recruited here.
You're a guy that kind of had to wait your turn here to play a little bit. There's been a lot of good offensive linemen, and you're a classmate with a bunch of them right now. Was that difficult, being as how at Troy you played a lot, obviously, on both sides of the ball?
I mean, it's difficult, but, you know, you just kind of take your licks and you put your work in, and when your time comes and when the opportunity presents itself, that's when you take advantage of it. And that's I think that's what I've done here, and I'm really proud of the work that I put in for my 5 years.
Will, you've got pretty good feet for a big guy, and that's always scary for a defensive back when you see you guys come around the corner and there's nobody to block, and all of a sudden you start focusing on the corner of the safety, and that gets a little crazy. Did you play additional sports? What other sports did you play in high school?
I was a baseball player in high school.
Oh,
yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah, I played a pitcher and first base, and that was a lot of fun.
So it's you work out, you have good hand-eye coordination to be able to do that. It's not easy to hit a round ball with a round bat,
no.
As they say. But when you came here and you played and you kind of got into this offense and started to see the rhythm and saw how explosive Eastern could be, you know, what were the things that you really had to improve upon from when you first came here to where you are now?
I think the first thing was the up-tempo offense. We huddled every play in high school, and so transitioning from huddling every play to now you're getting down the field, getting set, going as fast as you can, that was a big step up for me. Yep.
You've had some pretty good quarterbacks behind you, going back to Gage Goobrud, now what Eric Berrier is doing. He's as explosive a football player as you're going to find anywhere in the country. Is that something you guys take great pride in? You know, not only that, but also the wide receivers, the running backs, and then your group as a senior group. You know, how tight are you guys?
Oh, we're a very tight-knit group. We talk all the time. We're always in the locker room hanging out, just talking to each other, bonding. And we're talking to the skill players. It's not just the O-linemen hanging out with O-linemen. It's you got O-linemen hanging out with linebackers, DBs, and stuff like that. And so it's just a really tight-knit team, and I think that really helps with us with our play on Saturday.
When Larry and I and Dave Cook end up going down to California, we always have to go to the In-N-Out Burger place and, get a double-double with fries and a chocolate shake. My question to you is, what was the under-over of the In-N-Out Burgers after you got on the plane after that victory flying back? How many did you get to have?
Oh, I got a few. I'll leave it at that.
Wasn't it a whole tray? Did I see that whole tray kind of in front of you? There was a couple in there, I would think. But that felt pretty good, and that's kind of a cool tradition to be able to do that, kind of take on some of the things that you see in different parts of the country and, and doing the traveling. My question to you is, when you came out of school, at a B8 school, was it your goal to play at an Eastern Washington, a Washington State, an Idaho, or was it just to, get a shot somewhere?
Oh, I just wanted to play college football, wherever that was. It was my dream to live out playing at the next level, whether that be at an NAIA school, whether that be at a D3, D2. But Eastern gave me a shot, and so I took it, and I took the opportunity presented to me, and I ran with it.
I'm sure they go through a lot of film and see a lot of different players. How did they find you? Did you go to camp?
Yeah, I came to camp here going into my senior year. I thought that was the best way for me to kind of get exposed to them and work with some of the techniques that they use in their offensive line play. And so I came to camp my senior year. Coach Best liked what he saw. I actually was one of the two O-lineman MVPs at the camp, and so that's where it all started.
You're going to be – this is your last guaranteed game coming up on Saturday, and it's a lot of – 20 seniors, as everybody's talked about. Is it going to be a little tough, or is it something that gives you extra motivation to go out and beat those goofy guys from Portland?
I mean, it's definitely extra motivation, but there's a lot of mixed emotions because it's the last guaranteed game I have. It's something that I've been doing for the last decade of my life, and so for that to be coming up to an end, it's going to be a little bit tough to let it go, but at the same time, it's going to be awesome to be able to go out there one last time and ball out with my brothers,
Troy's not too far away, so I'm guessing it's been a great added benefit that your parents and family and so forth have been able to come and watch you play throughout your career.
Yep, my parents have made every home game since I've been here, even when I wasn't playing as much. My brother's been to a few, and my sister comes quite often. And it's been really nice to be so close to home to have that family support.
My guess is Troy, Idaho, with elk and the lasagna, that your hobbies include hunting and fishing.
Yes, they do. I'm a big outdoor guy. I love hunting and fishing, deer and elk hunting. That's my two favorite things. That's what I look forward to probably most next fall is being able to go back out in the woods and chase after some elk and deer.
Do you get any, even on the bye week, do you have an opportunity to go out and do any of that kind of stuff?
Yeah, on the bye week, actually, I went out with my dad, and I harvested a 5-point whitetail buck, and so wow. That was awesome.
Is that in your freezer or his?
I gave it to him. It's in his.
All right. What are you majoring in? What do you want to do with life after football?
I'm majoring in communications. I'm not quite decided on what I want to do for a career. I'm just going to – hopefully something that – it's just going to be something that's going to be able to support my hunting and fishing addiction.
You know? Will, congratulations on your career. Best of luck to you on Saturday. Hope you get more than one more game. We'll have to wait and see on that, but we appreciate the time.
All right, thank you.
You bet. Will Graham here with us. When we come back, it'll be Josh Jerome joining us here on the Eagle Football Coaches Show. We are live at Northern Quest Resort and Casino in M&D here on the Eagle Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Yolk's Fresh Market is a family business.
It means I have a voice in the future of the company.
I was hired at the age of 60, and to me, that's phenomenal.
I was part of a trading company for 10 years, and I've been with Yolk's now as an employee owner, and it's absolutely been a great experience.
It's an awesome company to be with.
Since we became employee-owned in 1990, that family continues to grow.
Hey, Eagle fans, we hope you're enjoying the game today. The Cheney Light Department has been a proud sponsor of the Eastern Eagles for many years. The Cheney Light Department has been your hometown expert on energy conservation and services since 1931. They offer a variety of rebates for your conservation projects and will assist you with energy savings. So when you're planning that next remodel or new building, be sure to call the Cheney Light Department at 498-9230 before you begin so they can help you in planning for energy savings. Go Eagles!
Inland Imaging's 6 outpatient imaging centers, the region's most advanced imaging technology, and more than 500 technical and professional staff make it possible for us to do studies that other imaging centers simply can't. And we often charge less than local hospitals and multi-specialty clinics for the same exams. When you need medical imaging, choose the Inland Imaging Advantage for answers you can trust and care you can count on.
An open letter to the woman currently figuring out what to get her husband for Christmas.
Hi, honey, it's me. Look, based on what happened last year with the gifts, I feel like he didn't read my note, like wish list. And if I'm being honest, it went down a little lumpy. I really just wanted that Northern Quest gift card. A simple gift for a simple man who buys radio time to communicate with his wife.
Give the gift of Northern Quest. Stop by or visit northernquest.com for details.
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark and the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
A 43-yard field goal with a ticket to the championship on the line. Here's the stop. The game
is... At this moment, who you voted for doesn't matter. What kind of car you drive, how much money you make, what kind of music you listen to, or how many followers you have doesn't matter. At this moment, the only thing that does is football. Visit footballmatters.com.
Eagles against Portland State on Saturday. Pregame show at noon. Kickoff at 1. Get your tickets in advance. GoEags.com. Click on the tickets link. Hope to see you and hope to have you there at Roos Field to honor the 20 seniors who will be playing their last regular season game on the Inferno at Roos Field, unless they don't and they come back for a 6-year, as is possible with a couple of the guys. Redshirt freshman here, so he has a lot more time on the Inferno. Josh Jerome joins us. You had a great game against Cal Poly last year on the Inferno, one of the 4 games you played as a true freshman. Did you remember that going into this game, or was it a surprise when everybody told you, hey, you played great against those guys last year?
No, I remember for sure just having a Coach Strands, my position coach, come up to me and say, playing Cal Poly again this year. You remember last year, like, let's go, let's get this going. Just coming into the game, we already knew what we had to do up front.
So do you enjoy playing against those run-based teams maybe more than against a pass-oriented team?
I like pass getting in pass rushes in, but at the same time, just having a usually wing T offenses usually have smaller O linemen, so that's a big advantage for me, especially because I'm a undersized D tackle. So just having some guys to go against that are a little bit smaller, it's nice.
This is a lot of times the defensive linemen, especially the tackles, will go through a game with very few statistics because there's not a lot happening in the center of the field. But against this type of a team, there's a lot going on in the guts, as they say.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Coming into this game, we knew that D tackles had the dive responsibility. So we just get after the dive player every single play. And then if it gain half hat, you hit the dive player, if they end up, quarterback ends up pulling it, then we gain half hat and run to the ball after that.
I thought you guys did a pretty good job against the dive. What did you think when you saw the film and it all got graded?
We played a great job up front, but I think that I think earlier you said that they had around like 3 yards per carry up front, and that's a really good job up front. When you're facing a wing team on their dive.
Actually, I said that, so that's okay.
Yeah, sorry.
But you should give him credit because he's the play-by-play guy.
Yeah.
And, you know, us goofballs, we come in one time, our job is to talk you out of the bathroom. That's my job. That's mm-hmm. what I have to do. I thought you played great. And what I really liked about, your effort, and Coach Stradling talked about this. He says, our guys are going to get cut. You're going to get knocked out on the ground, but your ability to get up and pursue is really going to be important. And you really kind of have to play from inside out and force everything to the outside. And the fact that you guys were able to shut down, the fullback dive and then really rally, I thought was a key for you. But what was that like being in there, getting chopped and getting rolled up and getting hit from different spots? How tough was that?
I mean, it's a war zone in there, especially when you're going against a wing team. And I think it's more just get up, let's go, wear these guys out, and just when you're going against them, looking at them, just saying, okay, when are they going to quit? When are they going to quit? Because, that's basically it.
When you're attacking an offensive lineman, especially there was a couple of fourth down plays where I thought you did a fantastic thing where you basically shot out and cut – the center or the guard before they had a chance to do that to you. And what that does is that builds a wall.
Mm-hmm.
We taught that in high school for many, many years, and yet I saw you do that. And that I thought that was an incredible effort. So is that something you enjoy doing, or would you rather kind of pursue through and chase a guy down? You don't like having all those big fat guys laying on you, do you?
No, not really. But when it's short yardage, you always got to be ready for, QB sneak or especially the dive. So coming into this, our game plan was to – we call it a sub technique where we chop them pretty much and try to build a wall, just like you said.
Little payback kind of.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Now also, and the fact that you had, as Larry mentioned, two really good games last – well, you had one good game last year against Cal Poly. And it's hard to emulate that in practice. It's hard to get the same kind of look that you're going to get, on game day. How quickly did you guys get up to speed in terms of matching their speed with your speed?
Well, I think our scout team did a great job giving us a look. During practice, you don't want them to, obviously cut the D tackles or cut the D ends, but they did a good job of telling us before them, hey, this is what they're going to do. So just seeing that over and over again, repetitions, we were ready for it, but it took one whole drive to be like, okay, this is what the speed's going to be like this game, and this is how they're going to block us.
You had one of the defensive plays of the game in that ball game. They went for 2 points with about 5 minutes to go to try to put them on top, and you went in and stuffed the play. What did you see, and how were you able to do it?
I think it's more of just, having all the guys around you, just all of us going out there saying, we cannot let this happen. No matter what we do, and I just trusted my eyes and got to the quarterback.
In high school, you were both an offensive and a defensive lineman, and one of the things you got to do was block for your brother, who was a 2,000-yard rusher at Monroe High School. So how special was that for you in your career?
It was awesome. He's up at New Hampshire right now, and he plays linebacker at the University of New Hampshire. But it was awesome, just playing my brother. I wish I could have that again, just having somebody – that you're really close to on your team.
you want to do any campaigning to maybe try to put New Hampshire on the schedule sometime over the next three years? Athletic Director Lynn Hickey is here.
Every Christmas we talk about it. It's, if we see you, we're going to see you in playoffs. And here he knows our team's going to win if that it comes into that. So.
What do you like to do for fun? What do you do off the field?
I'm also like, well, I like to hunt and fish, but just, you know, coming here that it's during fall, you know, football's so busy, I can't really – don't really have much time for that, but I like hanging out with friends and family.
What are you majoring in? Do you have any ideas? I mean, obviously, you're only in your second year of school, so have you decided what you want to do with life after football and what you're majoring in at this point?
I am actually undeclared, so I don't know what my major is going to be, but after football, I want to become a firefighter. Just growing up, my dad was a volunteer firefighter, so just seeing him go through his work and what he's done, I fell in love with firefighting since a young age.
I hope that this is correct information. I'm told you're the first member of your family to be going to college and having that opportunity to get a degree.
Well, yeah, my older brother, but I am one of the first ones in our family, so it's awesome. You know, just having all the family support you, just tell you to keep on going.
I guess he's a year older, so he'll beat you to it. Unless you can get done before he does. Is that a competition too?
Everything's a competition.
Josh, thanks for the time. We appreciate it. Congratulations on a great game. We're looking forward to watching you over the next 3 years.
Thank you.
Thanks,
that's
Josh.
That's Josh Jerome. We'll be back. Wrap things up after this timeout. It's the Eagle Football Coaches Show live from M&D on the Eagle Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Have you tried everything to lose weight? Do you have multiple health issues related to your weight, such as high blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, or a body mass index over 35? If you answered yes to any of these questions, MultiCare Rockwood Clinic's Weight Loss Surgery Center may be the answer for you. Call 509-755-5120. The results you want, the support you need. MultiCare, here for you.
Washington Trust Bank asks, what's your awesome?
What's my awesome? Well, this week I started training for a mini triathlon in Hawaii. Awesome! I did a food truck crawl and saw a crazy good bluegrass band. Oh, and I got engaged. Probably should have started with that. Love you, sweetie. That's gonna cost me.
Everyone has an awesome, and whatever yours is, Washington Trust Bank can help you get there. Stop by and see a personal banker today. Learn more at watrust.com/awesome. Washington Trust Bank, member FDIC.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
Hundo P. Hundo P. Adjective, short for being 100% sure or certain, as in, if we get a puppy, I'll Hundo P always walk it.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
You may be eager to break ground on a new outdoor project, but never just start digging. Buried electric and natural gas lines can be anywhere. It's the law to call 811 at least 2 business days before you dig. Spray paint white lines showing your dig zone, and a crew will mark the utility lines. Mark accuracy zone is within 2 feet of the mark, so always hand dig to expose the line first. Call 811 before you dig. The service is free for residential customers. Avista, we just want you to be safe.
A ranger station.
I'd like to report a bear hug.
Okay.
I put out my campfire and Smokey Bear hugged me.
So you drowned the fire, you stirred it, drowned it again, and felt that it was cold?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but he's just letting you know you did good.
Bear hug from Smokey Bear. Status update.
I'm gonna let you go now. There are many ways to start a fire, but one sure way to put it out. Learn how you can do your part at SmokeyBear.com.
Sponsored by the U.S. Forest Service, Ad Council, and your state forester.
We are motivated. We are dedicated. We are stepping up. We have passion flowing through our veins. We are vital. Inland Northwest Blood Center has joined forces with 127 donation centers across the nation to form Vitalant. By joining forces, we can help more people realize their life-saving potential and make every drop of blood count more. Learn why your donation is so vital at Vitalant.org.
All right, I think we're back here again at M&D at Northern Quest Resort and Casino next Monday. Nobody has told us that we're not, so I'm assuming that we are. Coach Best would have highlights of the Portland State game starting at 6 o'clock and then, or at 5:30, excuse me, and then the radio program at 6. So watch social media, I guess, in case that information is incorrect. As I mentioned earlier, we will be coming to you from Boston tomorrow night with an Eagle basketball coaches show. We'll get head coach Wendy Shuler on the phone. We'll hear from head coach Shante Leggins. Other special guests for you tomorrow night from Boston. Eagle basketball coaches show live starting at 6 o'clock right here. And then on Wednesday, we start at 3:30 with a pregame show, 4 o'clock for the tip-off as the Eagles take on Boston College in non-conference basketball action. Then on Saturday, Eagle basketball at High Point of North Carolina. Coach Toby Smith is their head coach. And that game will be on 100.7 FM News Radio 920 KXLY starting at 10:30 in the morning with tip-off at 11 o'clock and the football game against Portland State Senior Day Saturday. That starts at 1. Our pregame show begins at noon. You can go online, get tickets. If you don't already have those tickets, go to goeagles.com for more information on tickets to the ball game Saturday as the Eagles host Portland State for Senior Day. 20 seniors will be honored playing their last regular season football game on the Inferno at Roos Field in Cheney. So goeagles.com. We'll see you at the ball game on Saturday. If you can't be there for whatever reason, our pregame show begins at noon. Thanks to Will Graham and to Josh Jerome, our player guest. Thanks to Eagle head coach Aaron Best as well. And for Steve Pry and Paul Sorensen, I'm Larry Weir from M&D at Northern Quest Resort and Casino. You've been listening to the Eagle Football Coaches Show on the Eagle Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
On the Eagles Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, you've been listening to the EWU Football Coaches Show, powered by D Automotive. Also brought to you by Numerica Credit Union, Life Moves, Live Well, MultiCare Health System, Northern Quest Resort and Casino, the place where Eagles fans love to stay and play, and by Pepsi, the official soft drink of Eastern Athletics. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Eagles Sports Network.